USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Off the California coast, the Huntington Beach mayor, Kim Carr, says they're working feverishly to try to prevent what she says could become
potential ecological disaster.
Speaking about an oil spill, about 3,000 barrels of oil that was reported Saturday morning off the coast of Huntington Beach. They've determined it's come from an offshore oil facility, the city having to close the beach access, and also the spill canceled the second day of the Pacific Air Show. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso charging the Democrats are delaying the infrastructure bill vote to get their agendas through the reconciliation package. The Wyoming Republican telling Fox News Sunday that far-left Democrats are in charge and President Biden is simply doing their bidding. And this is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
In Orange County, Florida, police believe they have located the body of a missing college student, 19-year-old Mia Marcano. She'd been missing for over a week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Orange County Sheriff John Mina said deputies found the body in a wooded area of Timber Con earlier on Saturday. Police said they were confident it was Marcano because deputies found a purse with her identification and belongings. Armando Caballero, who's been identified as a person of interest in the disappearance of Marcano, was found dead in an apparent suicide last week in Seminole County.
The U.S. Supreme Court preparing to open its latest term on Monday with several high-profile cases to consider among them. The High Court will hear this term, a Mississippi case defending a state law that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
American Airlines is the latest big airline to require employees to get COVID-19 shots, as its chairman and CEO, Doug Parker, spelled out the requirement in a letter sent to workers on Friday. He said the policy is due to the company's involvement in government contracts and work with the Civil Reserve Air Fleet Program. Several other airlines, including United, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines, all already requiring workers to be vaccinated if they want to work. The Powerball jackpot keeps getting bigger again, as lottery officials say there were no tickets sold with all six numbers in last night's drawing, so that means Monday night's jackpot in that multi-state lottery game will be worth $670 million. Many Americans wondering if it's going to be safe to get together with family and friends for the upcoming holiday season. The foremost infectious disease expert in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says
it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down.
Fauci saying on CBS's Face the Nation, that means concentrating as well on getting those not vaccinated yet to get the shots. And a New York City man is chalking up a 57th arrest so far this year. The NYPD says 22-year-old Isaac Rodriguez has been arrested 46 times for shoplifting alone. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.